With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
You scared me! Jesus.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. I'm Mark.
And I'm Heidi. Thank you for joining us. That you scared me.
Why?
That's kind of a thing with you. You enjoy when I have a look of terror on my face when you like jump out. Or
I think what I'm just trying to do is, like, I think
you say you don't find joy in it, but I disagree.
No, totally not.
Like, if you would know what it does inside of me, I feel like I'm like, my heart starts racing and I get like super tingly from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Scared.
It's called scared.
Yes, don't do that. You're going
to. I'm just trying to.
You're trying to do me in.
Like, I'm a little. Sometimes when we come in here, I'm a little bit tired and.
You try to wake yourself
yeah,
up.
Yeah. So, like, it's how I get
tired. Why are
you
tired? Going.
No, I'm not really tired. Just like.
Like, are you sleepy?
Or no.
Just that afternoon sluggish thing that happens. Yeah. I'm so happy to be here.
Cool. Awesome. So. I got a lot of good response. I know we talked that we had guests our last podcast, and but let's talk about you were not.
Here I ditched you
because you ditched me for the gals and your friends from home. They're just your friends from home, but I newly call them the gals, and that's kind of sticking.
Yeah, you and your guy friends, you call yourselves. The entourage, which is cool.
No.
And we are called the gals. That is not fair. And unfortunately, it's sticking. Now we're calling ourselves that, but we need to. How do you make the gals cool?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't, hon. And by the way,
we're cool. It's just our name isn't.
Entourage. We're like not young.
It's like cool you wish.
Yeah. We're like aspiring to be entourage. So your friends came?
Yes. So
from the East Coast. Should I set it up?
Yeah, set it up.
So your friends came from the East Coast. Go.
Okay, good. That was a great setup. Thank you for that. So I'm trying to think if there's eight with me. Okay, so we were missing one of our friends. She couldn't make it last minute. They were going on a family vacation. So Melanie couldn't make it, but the rest of my friends came. I don't know what happened. This group, it's a group that didn't necessarily all know each other. But before, like when we were coming here a lot, we got together and coming to LA a lot. And we had gotten together before the pandemic for dinner, this group. And then we made a group chat and we've stayed ever since. And we've done Zooms and just chit chat. And so they came to visit and they've all been to California before, but not to visit us. And it was so much fun. And it was so, I mean, I obviously knew I would love having them with me, but I didn't realize how like good for the soul it was. And just having people that know you, like, that know me before all of this and just like totally have your back, just love you for who you are. And like they enjoyed all the craziness that we have going on in our life, I think, but they don't need that. You know what I mean? And that was so awesome. And also, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so 6 came, 1 didn't come, and then with me, there was 7. With that, you had said early on when I told you they were coming months ago, you said you were going to go somewhere to Vegas or whatever. So I had planned on that. So we had beds for everybody except you. But then you decided last minute not to leave. And how did that work out?
It didn't work out well. I was on the couch and I woke up Friday morning and I booked a flight to Vegas and I got out of there. There was no gals for me. I was gal free.
I mean, listen, they were actually happy to have you there because they haven't seen you in a long time either, and you're making everybody crack up. But it was nice to be just the girls.
I think it's great to have friends, especially like we have friends in California, but I think because of the fact that we've been here during a pandemic, I don't think we've had a chance to meet as many new people as we would without, if it weren't a pandemic. So we have some work people that we're pretty close with that we work with, but we haven't really made a lot of new friends aside from Erica for you.
I also feel like, I don't know. Like Erica and I hit it off before we moved here, and then the three of us hang out often.
Yeah.
Which I love that. We haven't made a lot of super close friends like that. Like, but also, I don't know. I'm very protective over us and our time. Like, we're busy and like everybody is. But I just, you know, when we do something, it's like, want to make sure we're having fun and it's with people that we really enjoy being with. What is your earliest friend that you've had the longest? I feel like you have a lot.
It's funny because I have Mike Massey, who I've had met in fourth grade when I moved to Connecticut from New York. And then remember when I met Frank Calarco, who moved crazy, was living in Norwalk, Connecticut, but I knew him in elementary school when I was in New York, and he happened to just move from New York like, to the same hometown I came in.
But wasn't he right around the block?
Yeah, like right around the block.
And so when did you guys, like, when were you friends?
First grade, second grade.
That's amazing.
I moved.
Well, for me, I went to school with almost all the same people from kindergarten till 12th grade. I never moved. So, and I went to a small school and pretty much it was the same crew. So I've known those people like, you know, since.
So you moved, but you were in the same school.
Oh, we moved 19 times in the same town, but I went to the same school.
See, I think that's pretty traumatic because I know the girls when Charlie moved elementary schools, just because it's so comfortable. And that was really hard for me now that I'm thinking about it. I think when you move from one school to another and you have to meet a whole new group of friends, plus you're giving up all your old friends that you've built relationships with.
And it's not like there was cell phones and social media where you keep in touch.
Yeah, it was done.
Once you're done. You never... like the kid from first grade.
Frankie Calarco, who just happened to move from Harrison, New York to Norwalk, Connecticut. Other than that, would have never seen...
All ties were cut. But yeah, it's so nice to have like... your friends. And prior to that, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my cousin came. And prior to that, my mom, another one of my sisters, and my two nieces came. So we had, like, it was so awesome to have friends and family spend time with us and just, like, kind of experience what we're experiencing. We had one of the days we did a girls' day just at the house. We had like a taco truck come and we sat by the pool and just chilled out all day. It was so nice. And all we did was chit chat literally all day about a million different things. You would have loved it.
And that's one of the reasons. That's the main reason why I bounced to Vegas.
You know what? You love it.
And I went with Greg Keller and Greg worked with me.
Greg is an old friend.
20 years ago. Yeah, I have a lot of old friends.
Yeah. I mean, not saying he's old, just the friendship.
Friendship's old.
Husband, yeah. And then what was really cool, actually before you left, was the release party for Dixie's song Psycho music video. And so all my friends came with us to that. And that was so cool. I mean, our girls know these women since their kindergarten. I mean, so little, even before some of them. So... for my friends to see our girls, you know, especially Dixie, and that was her big night and the video release and having so many people around her supporting her and loving her. It was so fun for them, I think, to see it. And we just had a blast. And they were so cute. They were taking pictures with like, because they do know like the kids' friends just from social media. So they were taking pictures with them and all their kids were like, this is so unfair. Like, this is not cool. My mom's in LA at a party with like everybody I follow on social media and I'm home, you know, stuff like that. It was so funny. but it was great.
Shout out to, for Dixie's release party, shout out to Triller.
Triller.
Bobby and Triller, they're always so good to us. And the party was, it was a gathering. I wouldn't even call it a party. It was like,
It was chill.
Yeah. It was.
And they had a big screen with her video playing when it released.
And all of her friends were there. And it was a lot of fun.
But it was cool.
What was your best part of that night?
Well, I had seen the video before it came out, but it was like when you see it, when it's like the countdown and then it's on and you know, like, this is now public and it's so exciting. And I don't know. I wonder if she feels nervous about it or not. I didn't ask her, but she was very happy with how the video turned out. And she was very happy with the song and that she co-wrote it. And it was really something that she was super proud of and was excited to put that out there. I just, you know, I was like watching the video, but looking at her and her watching it, and like, she is shy. Like, there's a part of Dixie that is very shy, but I think she enjoyed having like all her friends and our friends and hometown friends there, which was really cool.
It was just a real like family type atmosphere, which was cool. I'm starting to get like, I don't know if we talked about this, but when we were in New York a couple of weeks ago, I'm starting to feel like California is our home, mm-hmm. especially our house. So mm-hmm. it feels like it's nice to have people come visit us in which is now our home here in California.
Yeah, I know. I do love that too. And I think too, just maybe because of the pandemic and we haven't had a lot of people over, and like you have friends in California that you've known way before this that haven't even come over because it's just been, everything's kind of just been shut down. And I mean, it's starting to open up, but then I don't know. So it's nice to have that.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You want to talk about Dixie's birthday?
Oh, yeah. We have a 20-year-old.
How does it feel to have a 20-year-old?
You know, I don't look at it like, how do I have a 20-year-old? That's not it. How is she 20? Like, I just feel like, I just remember her with all this big, long, wavy hair and big eyes and the cutest little lisp when she was little. And it's just like, man, I will say, over the years, I would always tell myself, live, like, don't get ahead of yourself. Like, oh, I can't wait till she's out of this stage or that. Like, I always tried to be in the moment and really, because I'm like, I want to remember this moment. Although I did take pictures of every moment of their entire lives.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. I did want to remember it emotionally and like, and be in the moment. And I feel like I did a pretty good job. But even with that, you think it wouldn't go by as fast, but it did. And I'm just so proud of her. And she's doing a lot of cool things for a little 20-year-old.
She sure is. All the cliches about like, they're going to grow up so fast mm-hmm. and they're going to be adults before you know it is really true. And I think I tried to do a really good job balancing my work life and my home life. And there were times that I was going into the city when I first started my clothing brand a lot more than later on in my career when I was working out of home. But I do regret some of the things that like you guys were those times I was in the city where I was working and trying to build my career, I do look back on some of those pictures and I'm like, wow, why? Those are just the greatest times. And each time we look at it, from when they were toddlers to throughout elementary school, middle school, and even high school, were all great memories. But it happens quick, man.
You know what, though? I bet if you ask them, they would not say, oh, yeah, my dad was always in the city working when I was little. Like, they would, they probably, you know, we put that on ourselves, like, as adults. But you worked in the city, but you were home. Like, you were always home. We were always together, the four of us, outside of whenever you weren't working.
And the weekends.
And, of course.
And I didn't golf, which is, that takes a lot of
that
time.
That takes time. But, and then you stopped working in the city so much. And then you were, and then I feel like that's when... That's probably what they remember, is you being home. My dad worked for himself, so he was always around. And that's, I always remember that. Like, my mom and dad were always around, which was cool. I was very fortunate. And so were our girls.
So anything from her birthday that was... So wait, why don't we talk about... We had no... Because we had the Dixie release party, we had a party. And then we obviously knew when Dixie's birthday was. But we turned around and from...
It was like her release was the 6th or 7th of August, and her birthday was the 12th. So it was not a lot of time in between.
And then as soon as her release party was over, we kind of started to talk about, wait, what are we doing for Dixie's party? And you got the whole thing situated with really quickly, which great. So great job.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, I did get into a major panic because... Well, I figured at the very least we would just have people over to our house to celebrate with her. Like, she's cute. Like, she's would be fine with whatever, I think. And so we ended up doing a dinner at our house with, it was mostly like people that she works with in the music studio, or, you know, just people on our team. And there were a few friends, but it was mostly adults, I feel like. And then we had a great dinner. She wanted like sushi and Asian-inspired food, so that was so good. And then we moved over to another place that I can't think of the name.
Like, it's kind of like a loungy type.
Yeah, it was like sofas and...
We live in a neighborhood in...
Oh, yeah. So our stuff was shut down.
Yeah, you can't... You get in trouble if you throw a big event, which this wasn't a big event. But anyway,
Let's go back to dinner because, you know, we always have music on and whatever. And the mics are always charged up and ready to go. And so you and the girls started singing. You guys... Oh my gosh. I have videos from when the girls were little and you. It's the three of you. I'm not good on the mic. And you have some go-to songs that you, now they put them on. You used to put them on and be like, come on, let's sing it. And they would do it. But now Mark, if you would see what it looks like when they're like, oh, let's put this. You have the one with Miley Cyrus and her dad that you guys sing all the time. Is so cute. I can't even think of the name. Don't Go? No.
Ready, Set, Don't Go?
Ready, Set, Don't Go.
Is that the name?
Something like that.
She's got to do what she's got to do. Like that?
Get it.
Yeah.
And so that was super cute. As a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old, to put that on to sing with their dad is just like, oh, my heart was melting. So that was super fun. Okay, so then we go to the next place, and that was more of like her age friends there, and just good music, and just, I don't know, it was just nice to see everybody there to celebrate her birthday, and she had a lot of fun, a lot of smiling, a lot of laughing, and good music, and
her friend Kate from home.
Yes, there. Another friend from home, which was cool. And they got glam together, which was fun. They all looked beautiful. All these kids, they always look so cute, but beautiful. And, you know, it was good. It was a good night. It was a really good night. And I think she had a lot of fun.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Off script. So we have a little outline of what we're going to talk about, but I just thought isn't on here. The bigger Hulu trailer came out this week.
Yes.
What did you think, babe? So we have our docuseries, which is going to be launching on Hulu September 3rd. And also, I believe Disney Plus overseas. That's what they told us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not sure. We've kind of been people asking, but I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
So the trailer came out and
I got a lot of messages.
Tell me.
A lot of really positive messages of just like, I can't wait to see more. That's what people want to see. Like, I want to see more. Very much is it kind of grabbed people, I think. And I think people still aren't sure, like, how is this going to, like, what is this going to, what's the roller coaster going to be?
And for everyone who thinks we think this was going to be great, early on, we're like, dude, do you guys really want to do a show about us? Like, what? And then we're all looking around like, are we that interested? I don't think we're going to be able to hold the show. But the way they did it, if it were a straight up reality show where you needed us to be salacious.
Yes, that would have been terrible.
Flipping tables. We're not going to bring that. But this, seeing what it's like for all of us who came out of nowhere to have this newfound notoriety, it's pretty interesting. And how the girls navigate through it and how we navigate through it, I think, is interesting to me. And it's I'm watching it and I'm like, wow, that's pretty interesting. So yeah. I think it's going to, hopefully people will like it.
Yeah. I did a Q&A, well, I don't know if it's a Q&A, but one of the Ask Me Anythings on my Instagram stories. I had gotten this, a fan page of the D'Amelio family had done this Ask Me Anything thing. And so the question was, what was your favorite scene from the D'Amelio show trailer, the new longer trailer that came out? And so I sat there and she had done a bunch and I was like, I messaged her, I DM'd her. I said, would you mind if I did that? This is so cool. I loved reading all that. She was like, no, I don't mind. But I tagged her because I wanted her to get the credit because I did not think of that. But so I did it and it was a lot of, the question was, what was your favorite part of the new trailer that came out? And a lot of it was like, they loved, like when our family was hugging, like that was like one of their favorites. And when Dixie was upset, like that was like, they were like, oh, that hurt my heart, you know, stuff like that. And then just seeing the girl talk. They can't wait for the girl talk. I was like, oh, you have no idea.
I think that video, the trailer, is a good depiction of everything that's going to be on the show, plus a lot more. Obviously. Like, I don't think it tells everything, but it does give you a decent example of what's going to be in the show. And it's dogs and kids and friends and more dogs.
I will say, you know, you and I watch trailers and like, there's a lot of trailers that you watch and you feel like you just saw the whole thing. I can say, like, if you watch that full trailer, there's so much more to it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is my life, so I know how it turns out, but I definitely feel like it's so much more. Like, I think people will be invested in it. Like, I think they're going to want to know. I think it'll be hard to watch a couple and then say, I'm done. I'm sure some people won't be into it. But I think if you're into it in the slightest, I think if you're a parent, you're going to relate. I think if you're a kid, you're going to relate. I think if you're somewhere in the middle, there's a lot there to that a lot of different people will take away from.
Are you happy with how it turned out?
I'm so happy. I can't believe how much I'm like, oh, I can't wait for it to be out. Like, I guess too, because people are asking a lot of questions about it. So that I want to be able to say, and I can't, but yeah, I'm so excited.
Would you do it again? Would you do season two?
I mean, I feel like that's more up to the girls if they feel that that's something they want to do and put their life out there like that. They're young and maybe we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, it's one.
It'll be a family decision, but based on what they want.
I'm open to it, but I'm not the one that's getting all of I don't have the spotlight on me. I'm just a supporting cast mate of you people.
So am I.
It would be totally up to them. I think Dixie said in one of the interviews, but she might have just been saying that she'd want to do a second season.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I know we talked about this already, but it wasn't as intrusive as I thought it would be.
Yeah, exactly.
I think because of the people that we had working in our house. It was a little weird to have, you know, wake up in the morning and have people all around your house, but it was only four.
But it was like very quickly they became like, I miss them when they were gone, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're really good people.
So speaking of our Hulu show, we also jumped on YouTube on the Family Channel, which we're back. We actually did one video since the snail video. The snail video wasn't the last video that we did. Let's just call it the snail video.
Yeah. But so what is it? Eight months or something since?
Yeah. We were filming the other show, so it wasn't. And I didn't want that. Kind of didn't want to do both at the same time. But
I feel like we're back on YouTube.
With Cesar Millan, which is really cool. Ugh. That guy knows dogs.
Let me tell you, I've been watching Cesar Millan for a very long time. I mean, we grew up with dogs. We've done obedience with our dogs. So I wasn't it's not like I wasn't aware of things he was doing. I was, but you're sitting there with your own dogs that are doing things that you don't want them to do. And as much as I feel like I had knowledge in training and all of that, in comparison, like, obviously, we have issues with our dogs at times. So, but he comes in, and within seconds, it's just, I don't know, like, if you haven't seen the YouTube video, go watch it. Because what I learned, this is what was my big mistake, my big takeaway was, there's pack training. I don't even know if I'd say the word training. Pack behavior, like training, and then there's individual, like when you're trying to teach your dog to, you know, jump over a whatever or, you know, sit, stay or whatever. And I think the pack training is what I didn't get and how, oh, it's good. Just go watch it. Because if you have a dog, you'll get something out of it. It was really good. I was so happy to have him there and have him work with the dogs. Like, I actually think I was going to write into him. And when we had less dogs, but we had different, we had Mickey passed, but he would bark at the TV when there were dogs on it.
We didn't
animals.
Ask him that.
I know. I don't know how you fix that. But I was going to write to him and I never did.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah.
We would be watching TV, hanging out, chilling.
It would be anything. A giraffe, a dog, a whale. You'd go nuts.
That was funny.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So speaking of YouTube, we had Charlie's YouTube video launched yesterday, her wisdom teeth video. And this is where it's 100% nature over nurture. Because for everyone out there, and they're already doing comparisons for Dixie's video for her. So Dixie reacted a certain way when she got her wisdom teeth taken out.
Yes.
And Charlie reacted like
the complete opposite way.
Charlie was absolutely adorable. So
Dixie
much fun.
Dixie was cursing. Okay, so Dixie, after she came out of her wisdom teeth removal surgery, was very agitated, angry, and was cursing like a sailor and just like so confrontational, which is so not Dixie. She's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, sure, we can go. That's Dixie. Charlie's more in like, you know, hey, I want, let's just say I want a burger from place A. And I'm like, well, place B is right here. Can we just go here? No, you know, I'd really rather go to the other place. Like she will negotiate. And then when she comes out of her surgery, she was so sweet and adorable. And like you wanted to just stuff her in your pocket for safekeeping. Like,
so what you're saying is like consciously Dixie is more easygoing and mm-hmm. Charlie is more set in her ways.
Yes.
And but subconsciously or when they're under the influence of laughing gas, they're the absolute opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie was, I mean, I think you had a call that you were wrapping up. And so I was like, I'm going to go in and get her. You were with the car. And then I get to her and she's sitting up like she was all like her hoodie back on all set and I was like, you look so good. And she goes, thank you.
We were saying that we didn't release that video for a while. I don't know why. I just think they didn't get around to it, but we've been saying around the house,
thank you
all the time. It was absolutely adorable. And then I went back and looked at Dixie's video where she cursed out McDonald's. And I think, didn't she get contacted? What did she want from, what was the other burger place that she
Shake
wanted?
Shack.
Shake Shack. And didn't like the Shake they Shack reached reach out to her?
It was, that was the longest ride home ever.
And we only have 2 kids, but I couldn't imagine how it is to when you have 5 or 6 kids, you
I
have
know.
5 or 6 different personalities.
I
because
know, right?
Although Dixie and Charlie may look similar, they're totally different people.
Yeah.
And they were brought up in the same house by the same parents. So it's definitely nature over nurture because we nurtured them the same way and they're totally different.
Very different.
But that video was number one trending on YouTube. And
I think Dixie's was when hers came out too.
Was it?
Yeah. If you are, if you have a little time, go to Dixie's YouTube channel, watch her wisdom teeth removal, and then go to Charlie's and watch hers because I promise you, you're going to laugh. It is individually funny. And then when you think of how different they are,
kids
from
on
each
TikTok
other.
Were kind of splicing them together. And
yeah.
Stitching them. It was so funny to see them go back and forth. So
it's so funny.
So we talked about everything that happened this week. That was one of those episodes. But I thought it was a cool week to talk about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
So nice hanging with you, Heidi.
I know. I missed you.
Yeah.
from the car ride.
Yeah, we've been right with
walking
each other,
in here.
So
yeah, nonstop.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I am Mark, and you can follow me on all my socials at Mark D'Amelio.
And you can follow me at Heidi D'Amelio. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.